start of day at the Torahway in Northwest London, Sunday, 24th of October, 18th of Cheshvan, Rabbi Zalman Krasno, learning Daf Yomi with a Vilna Shas, confused. Good morning, everybody. As always, it's a pleasure to be at this holy pulpit. And thank you to the various organizers for their efforts. There are tens of thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands of Heilige Yidden internationally that are learning Daf Yomi. And the Daf Yomi currently is learning Maseches Rosh Hashanah. And I was perturbed when I went to my Sfarim Shrank to take out the Maseches Rosh Hashanah. And I see that it's in a different order than what's printed in my Shas Vilna. Now really, I should have been perturbed earlier when the other Maseches were out of order, but Smigafalim and Kup, Rosh Hashanah Seklapnish. If you go to your Shas, I would imagine that most of you have a Shas Vilna at home. And the Seder HaMaseches in the Shas Vilna is Shabbos Erevin, Pesachim, Shkolim, and Rosh Hashanah, Yuma, Sukkah, Be'ya, Tainis, Megillah, Moikah, and Chagigah. So we're going to focus on this krach that says Rosh Hashanah, Yuma, Sukkah on it. And the question is, where did the Daf HaYomi diverge from what's printed in the Vilna Shas? Like you think you see the Mashkiach and Yeshiva giving this fiery drasha, a chutzpah Daf HaYomi, to change the Seder, the Mesorah that we have from the Talmud Bavli, from Chachmei Chazal. And the answer is that the Daf HaYomi did absolutely nothing wrong. To the contrary, the Vilna Shas seem to be the perpetrators over here. So today's discussion is going to be a little bit more historical rather than halachic or agadic, but we'll try to cover as much ground as possible. Perhaps we'll need to have a second part to this interesting travel that we're going to go back into history. So the first question we must ask ourselves is there b'chlau a Seder of Shas? So the answer is, most definitely, when it comes to the Seder of the Siddarim, that Chazal tell us, Darshan Zapasuk, Emunah Sitecha, Chaisin Yeshua, Ischachmat Vadas, corresponds to one of the Prok, the Siddarim, which is Zroyim, Moyed, Nashim, Nezikim, Kachim, Taharis. That seems to be not a dispute, b'chal, that's the Seder of the Siddarim. Zroyim, Moyed, Nashim, Nezikim, Kachim, Taharis. Where does the difficulty arise? In the Seder HaMaseches. So if I would ask you, what is the first place you're going to go search to find out what is the proper Seder HaMaseches? So no, the answer is not Google. The answer is the Rambam in the Hagdama to Pirush HaMishnah. If you open up a Rambam in Haz Hagdama to Mishnayis, which by the way, the Rambam wrote when he was 23 years old. So if you want a little bit of Chalishas Hadas this morning, there it is for you. 23 years old. The Rambam started his authoritative work on Mishnayis. And the Rambam writes as follows. The Rambam starts off with the various Sidrei HaMishnah and proceeds through Zroyim. Now, really, the Shir could touch on many questions that we could have in the other Siddarim, but today we're focusing on Maseches Moed, Dover, B'Ithay, Matav. So the Rambam talks about Zroyim, why is Masechel Brachos, and then Peah, Kelayim, Shviyas, Maesavisha, Maesasheni, Chala, Arla, Bikurim. The Rambam says, Acher kach hochel b'chalukah Seder Moed, Pratav, Gamkin, Kefish, Asa, B'Zroyim. The Hischo b'Masechel Shabbos. Why did Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, the redactor of the Mishnayos, start with Maseches Shabbos? Machmas kedimusa b'ma'ala. Because of the chashivos, the kedusha of Shabbos. Reason number one. Reason number two, va'oid. Shehi kol shaviyamim v'arei chayzeres chalila. Shabbos is the most frequent. Every 7 days, we're blessed with the gift of Shabbos. So, it's the most practical because it happens so often. B'naisiv to that, a third reason. Uba gam pasach hakosav b'roish hamayadim. In Vayikra Achav Gimel, when the Torah enumerates the Seder of the Ma'adim, the first thing that the Torah talks about is Shabbos Kodesh. V'acharei Shabbos, after Masechta Shabbos, comes Erevin, because Mipnei Shehim Inyan HaShabbos. Erevin also is Hilcha Shabbos, Dinei Haitzah, where you can carry. Now here comes the next part. V'achareha B'Psachim. Afterwards come Maseches Psachim. Why? Why does Pesachim come after Shabbos and Erevin? V'fishehi ha-mitzvah ha-rishayna she-mitzuvim ba'al yidei Moshe. The first mitzvah that we got from Moshe Rabbeinu was Pesachim. Parashas Boy, mitzvah Pesachim. So that's why Pesachim comes after Shabbos. Another reason, v'higam smucha le-Shabbos b'parashas ha-mayadis. If you open up, Vayikra Chav Gimel, Pasuk Gimel starts about Shabbos, Pasuk Hei starts about Pesachim. So if we're going to go in the order of the Pesukim, so we start with Shabbos, Erevin is the Hemshech of Shabbos, and then we go to Pesachim. Bachareha is Shkalim, which is a discussion in and of itself, why the Yerushalmi Shkalim made its way, snuck its way into the Seder of the Daf HaYomi and to the format of the Shas Bavli, which, Mitzvah Shem, time permitting, we'll get to. Bachareha Shkalim, afterwards comes Shkalim, Lefi Seder HaKosov, in honor, in the order of the Pesukim, because right after that is the chiyuv of, not including Shabbos and Pesach, the chiyuv of giving the machtas hashekel is in Parshas Kisisa, which comes before the mayadim in Vayikra. Okay, v'kipurim, what we call Maseches Yuma or Yoma, Maseches Kipurim comes after Shkalim, l'fi aseh d'gamkein trem mitzah Shkalim b'chisisa. Kippurim v'acharei mois in Vayikra, Perek Tez Zayin, talks about the Yomtif, the Chag of Yom HaKippurim, and therefore that comes after Pesachim. Achar kach bo l'hashlam adorim al shalosh regalim. So now, we've already discussed the first of the three festivals, we discussed Pesach. What we have left is Sukkis and Shavuos. Says the Rambam, v'nishal l'dabar al yoni Sukkis v'shavuos. The Elam al-Dabar of Shavuos, there's not that many halachas to talk about when it comes to Shavuos. Hilchas cheesecake didn't find its way into the Mishnais. Chutz midvarim ha-miyuchadim b'chol yontif. Hilchas Shavuos is regular classic dina yontif of any other yontif. Vihi mesachas beya, that's mesachas beya. So now I have two options, says the Rambam. I have sukkah and beya, which are the remaining of the shalosh regalim. Vihiktim sukkah lefnei beya. The reason why we have sukkah before mesachas beya, because sukkahs has so many mitzvahs, that would mean in the building of the sukkah, all the halachas of sukkahs are much more than halachas of standard classic Yom Tovim. And therefore, when Rabbi Yehuda Nasi had the choice of putting beya or sukkah, which one should have kedimos, he put sukkah first. Continues the Rambam. The only mayed that we have not yet covered that's written in Torah Shebichsav is Rosh Hashanah ulechein diber acharei beya. Once he speaks, finished talking about beya, because he spoke about sukkah, and then he spoke about beya. That was the rest of the Yom Tovim of the Chagim of the Shalosh Regalim. Then he spoke of Rosh Hashanah. Behishlim bazel ledaver al hamayadim haniskarim batayra. With that, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi came to a closure of the the Chagim, the mitzvahs, the mayadim that are mentioned in the Torah. Achar kach osak bepirkei hashanah haniskarim b'sifrei hanaviim aleihem hashalom. Then he moved on to Nach. The concept of a fast day is a takana of the Nevi'im. And therefore, his mechud varv al Rosh Hashanah is in Yonah HaTainius, went to Mesachas Tainius. Ula Acher Tainius, as Megillah, he put the Yantif of Purim, Lefi Shehi Tikkun HaNevi'im HaMucharim Le'ilash Tikkinu HaTainius. Megillah is a latter prophet enactment, so it comes after the Tainius. Ula Acher Megillah Ma'ikaton, which the Iker is Dine Cholamayid, Sheyesh Beinoyu, Bein Yimei HaPurim Inyan Meshutif. There's a common denominator between Purim and Cholamayid, Shebishnei Masurim B'Tainis V'Hespid. They both have the Isser of Tainis V'Hespid. B'Kasher Hish L'Medabra Al Mayad M'Chiyuveyim, V'Chol HaKasher L'Zeh Chosam Zoyz M'Sechas Chagiga, Ki Hi M'Chiyuvei Sholish V'Golim, V'Hinichol L'Achroino. Why does M'Sechas Chagiga come last, but not least? V'Nei She'en HaKlolis, it's not Nageya to all of Klal Yisrael, Shari in chayavim bo ela halzchorim k'may shomer Hashem kol zuchorcha v'nistayma chalukas ha'inyonim b'moyid b'shteim esrei mesechta. Says the Rambam beautifully. He takes us by the hand. He walks us through the walls of Mesechta Seder Moyed, And he tells us exactly the Seder Hadvarim of Shabbos, Erev, and Pesachim, Shkalim, Yuma, Sukkah, Beya, Rosh Hashanah, Tainis, Megillah, Moedka, and Chagiga. So it makes perfect sense, according to the Rambam, why we're learning Mishnayos in that order. And therefore, that is why we're learning in Daf HaYomi this Seder of the Mesachus. So why is it that in every Jewish household, kimat, every Jewish household, there's a Shas Vilna that has a different Seder Hadvar? Now, if you want to add a little salt and pepper to the question, and this is one of the beautiful things about Yiddishkeit, I was able to trace this question a little bit further back. So we have documented from Tkufas HaRishonim, from the Rambam, his first work when he was 23 years old, in which he asks this question. The last of the Goyinim was Reb Hai Goyin. Reb Hai Goyin, his father, his name was Reb Shrira Goyin. Now we don't have much work from the Goyinim. Obviously we have the She'iltis of Reb Achoy Goyin. But we have an Igeres from Reb Shrira Goyin. So this is back to the Tkufas HaGoyinim. And this letter of Reb Shrira Goyin, basically there was a town in the northern Tunisia, which was called Kirouan. I don't know its common name. And Kirouan had a number of questions in which they sent to Reb Shrira Goyin, asking him for his response. So, in the history of why they sent this question, these questions, so it says that there seems to be a movement in northern Tunisia of people that are questioning the authenticity of the Mishnah and whether or not it really comes from good sources. What we would call, you know, the Karoyim or the Tzedakim, these fellows seem to be making inroads in Kirouan, in northern Tunisia. And their first question that they ask to Reb Shrira Goyin is, Ketzad Nichtiva HaMishnah? How was the Mishnah written? Did Anshei HaKnesset HaGedolah begin to write it? Did the Chachmei of Kol Dor V'Dor write it until Rebbe came along and he sealed it? Shabbo Rebbe V'Chasama, because Stam Mishnah is Reb Meir. It's not Reb Yehuda HaNasi. Asking very, very valid questions. They ask that the Gemara tells us in Mesachs Erevin, Daf Mem Vav, there's various klalim. What do we do when there's a Machlokes Tanoim? Halacha Kirv Akiva Mechaveirov. And Halacha Kirv Yosi Mechaveirov. Or Halacha Kirv Rebbe Mechaveirov. How do we work out all these halachas? Another question they ask. V'oid, im Sidur Hastar Mesudur Kahoygin, if it is in a proper order, Seder HaMesachtes Matam Asu Bazeh HaInyan. What is the order of the Mesachtes? Matam Hikdimu, obviously this is a translation of this Igeres of Reb Shrira Goyin, and Agav, there are two versions to the Nusach of Shrira Goyin, which basically they agree in most things. Matam Hikdimu Kippurim L'Shkalim. Why is it that Yuma comes before Shkalim, they ask? V'sukkah liyantif. Why does Masechta Sukkah come before Beya? V'shtehem l'Rosh Hashanah. And why do both of them come before Rosh Hashanah? V'chein Masechta u'Masechta sh'loi nizdera im chaverto be'inyan. So, in northern Tunisia, b'tkufas ha-ge'oinim, which is 200 years before the Rambam, they're asking this question of Reb Shrira Goyin, and we have the response of Reb Shrira Goyin to their questions. It's a fantastic read. I recommend that you get yourself a copy of it. And Reb Shrira Goyin answers as follows. Zok Reb Shrira Goyin. So first he says, regarding the order of the Mesachtes, how Lamaisa Rebbe was Masada the Mishnah, he says, Lo Yisider Sa Mesachtes Lefi Seder Mesuyim. It wasn't in a particular order. Elohu lime kol mesachta bifnei atzma. U mesachta shayah noyach yoysa lelam detchila hiksem lelam id oysa. Vezu shayah noyach le yoysa l'achra, as he saw fit, limda me'uchi yoysa. Ve'inenu yoydin elu mesachta shana rabbi batchila. We don't know in the order of the mesachtas which one he necessarily taught first. However, the halachas, the mishnayas in a particular mesachta, and the prokim that are in the Mesechta, says Reb Shrira Goyin, Bevadai Sudra al-Dei Rebbe l'fi Seder Mesuyim. Because we have a Gemara in Baba Kama, Dafkov Bezamar Aleph, that Rav Huna says, the Meseches Achas, Ein Oimim Es HaKlal, She'ein Seder L'Mishnah. When we say, Ein Seder L'Mishnah, that's in one Mesechta, Abba Meshem Mesechta, there's Oimim Ein Seder L'Mishnah. So therefore he says, that this is Nageya to the Halacha of Machlokes, Rachakach, Stam, Rachakach, Machlokes, don't want to get involved in that today. But then he says like this, that was regarding the first question. B'Nageya to your second question, why Meseches Yuma comes before Shkalim? So he says, you should just know that Anan Hachyasninu Be'erabonin, in our yeshiva we teach it differently. Shkalim va'achakach Kippurim. We teach Meseches Shkalim before Meseches Yuma. Aval bevadai gam etzleinu Meseches Sukkah ba kaidim yantif. Of course, Meseches Sukkah comes before Meseches Be'er. Va'achareim ba Meseches Rosh Hashanah. It is quite possible and likely and probable that you should change the order. However, there is a time to why it is. Mesach the Shabbos comes first because Chashivusa Hagdoyla Shal Shabbos, in line with what the Rambam said. Achreva Mesachas Erevin, which is in Yonim Doivim, which is Vaita Hilcha Shabbos. Achreva Mesachas Psachim, Shekin Pesach, Urishim, Chalam Ayadim, Chagim, Shal Kala Shona. Now, Rav Shurga doesn't say like the Rambam because it's the first that's listed in Vayikra. He says it's because it's the first one that comes in the yearly cycle. So he's obviously going on Benisan Nivroilam. Acharei Shkolim, ki Zman hu lifnei Pesach. Shkolim comes after Pesachim because the Zman of Shkolim is right before Pesach. Ulechei nechshev es ke'echa mein yonav. It's considered a sub-compartment of Meseches Pesachim. Acharei Shkolim ba Meseches Yuma. So Yom Kippur is Doimel to Shabbos. Achere Seder Yuma comes Mesechas Sukkah. Shekein Sukkos Magia Achere Yom Kippurim. Sukkos comes after Yom Kippur. V'chag Godol. Achere Sukkah Bo Mesechas Beya. V'mnei Sheshneim Oisei Inyan. They're both about Yom Tovim. V'achere Yom Tov Bo Mesechas Rosh Hashanah. In order to say afterwards Mesechas Kainis. Because after Rosh Hashanah comes the time when we need the rain, and atziras kishamim they would make a tainis, and that's the order of the Mesachtas. So Rav Shri Ragoin was asked this question, and Rav Shri Ragoin says what the Seder HaMesachtas was, and he says Shabbos, Erevin, Psachim, Shkalim, Yuma, Sukkah, Beya, Rosh Hashanah. Tainis Megillah Maikon Chagiga, which is the Seder that the Rambam has, which is the Seder that we have in the Mishnayos. So, albeit that Rav Shri Ragoin might have different reasons, but he says to the Rambam, but he says this is the Seder of Mesachtas, and he bavards. He says it could be that there should be a different Seder, but this is the Seder, and this is the reason why. So, what is pshat in the Vilna Shas that it's printed differently? So, Rav Reuven Margolis has in his Sefer Yisrael HaMishnah of Arichasa in Paragimel, he has a different teretz to the Seder HaMesachtas, not like the Rishonim or the Goinim. Quite a fascinating teretz. And he says that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, when he put together the Seder of the Mishnayos, he started in every Seder with the longest Mesachta and worked his way down to the smallest Mesachta. Now maybe in our human psyche, we would have done the opposite. You know, you get Kayach, and Eshon Mesachta, another Mesachta, another Mesachta. But he went from hard to easy. And therefore, if you look in Seder Moed, Shabbos has 24 prakim, Erevin has 10 prakim, Pesachim has 10, Shkalim has 8, Yuma has 8, Sukkah has 5, Beya has 5, Rosh Hashanah has 4, Tanis has 4, Megillah has 4, Maikal and Chagiga have 3 each. So it's beautiful. The reason of the Seder Ha, Mesachtas, is based on the length of the prakim. He bavarns, this doesn't work in Seder Zroyim, because in Zroyim we have Brachas Peya Demai, which seems to be very good, 9, 8, and 7. And then it all goes arrive with Kalayim, Shavis, and Trumas, which is 9, 10, and 11. Going back to Maaseh Sheni Chala or Lebikurim is fine, it's 5, 4, 3, 3. But these three Mesachtas in the middle doesn't clap with this Cheshvan, and you have to be Miyashiv that. But if you look in the other Mesachtas, Itaka Shtims, in Nashim and Nezikin, the order is the order of the Mesachtas, the length of the Prakim. But the Rishonim and the Goyim are not going with this Teretz. So we need to a little bit go back into history, and there's no way we're going to finish today. Mirz Hashem, I'll speak to the organizers that maybe we should have a part two. We need to know that the history of the printing presses. But before we get to the history of the printing presses, I want to show you the Shas Bavli of my wife's great-grandfather, Reb Chaim HaKohen Stern, that was the late Mr. Willie Stern's father, and he has his father's Shas, which is a Vilna Shas, printed in the year 1908. And it is a Vilna Shas. And the order of the Seder HaMasechtis is Rosh Hashanah, Sukkah, Yuma, which is also Seklapnish. The Seder that we have in our Shas Vilna, which we'll see in the history, there was a number of Gidruks in the Shas Vilna. There was a number of printings in the Shas Vilna. And the way we have it nowadays is Rosh Hashanah, Yuma, Sukkah. So at first glance, we would say, the reason why the order of the Masechtos is Rosh Hashanah, Yuma, Sukkah is Pashut, chronologic order. You start with Rosh Hashanah as the beginning of the year. You move your way on to Yom HaKippurim, which is a mere 10 days later. And then afterwards, 5 days later, you have Sukkahs. So Rosh Hashanah, Yuma, Sukkah is very glatt. First Kasha, the Rambam doesn't go like that. Second Kasha, Reb Shura Gaon doesn't go like that. Third Kasha seems to be from Yehuda HaNasi not to go like that. So where did the Vilna Shas come from? Va'oi, to add fuel to the fire. Here I have a 1908 Vilna Shas that doesn't even go with Rosh Hashanah, Yuma, Sukkah. It's Rosh Hashanah, Sukkah, Yuma. Now, you could say that this volume was rebound by some bookbinder, and he took the different Masechtas and he put it in a different order. Maybe when the Vilna Shas put out this edition, it was three Masechtas, Rosh Hashanah, Sukkah, and Yuma, but it wasn't printed in that order, because if you look in the Sharblat of each Masechta, and Agav, one of the Gedolim once said, why is it that every Masechta starts in Daf Beis, in the Bavli, not in the Yerushalmi, is because Daf Aleph is the Sharblat. When you want to learn something, you need to know the history of it, you need to know its authority, and who the author is. If you look in the Sharblat over here, so in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, it says it was printed in 1908. That's Shnas Tov Ayin Resh. Whereas Masechtas Yuma and Sukkah were printed in 1910 in Tov Resh Ayin Beis. So perhaps when it came out, I don't know. I don't think anybody here was around in 1908 or 1910. And they're all very young, Baruch Hashem. And the printers, maybe they put out individual volumes, and then this bookbinder put it together. But this is very interesting to try. We're going to have to figure out, is this a fake edition, or is this a real thing that at one stage the Vilna Shas is Rosh Hashanah, Sukkah, Yuma? Another thing to add is that we all know that before there was the invention of the printing press by Mr. Gutenberg, the Svarim, which are known as Inkunabula, which were beforehand, which were written by hand, and obviously before that, which were Kisveyat. So the earliest version of a Shas that was a complete Shas was the Munich edition of Shas. And it looked something like this. So those of you that are not with us live, you'll have to see the copy over here. It's a totally different Surah Sadaf. This is a copy of the Ksav Yad of Munich, the Munich edition. And if you want to know what was the Seder of the Munich edition, which is a very good point, you can trace back in history. The Munich edition starts like this. Shabbos. Shas Bavli. Shabbos, Erevin, Psachim, Chagiga, Rosh Hashanah, Sukkah, Yuma. Keep in mind, 1908. Rosh Hashanah, Sukkah, Yuma. Beya, Shkalim, Megillah, Tainis, Maikatan, Brachas. Yevamis, Ksubis, Kedushin, Gitin, Nedarim, Nazir, Saita, Nida, Bavakam, Bav Mitzi, Bavabasar, Sanhedrin, Makish, Shavuos, Harias, Abedizara, Idios, Zvachim, Menachas, Chulim, Bechiris, Erechim, Tmura, Me'ilah, Krisis, Tamid, Midais, Kinin, Seder Zroyim, Seder Taharis, Mesachas Ketanis, and no, Rosh Hashanah is there. Rosh Hashanah is before Sukkah, after Chagiga. So in Ksav Yad Minkin, the scribe started with Mesachas Shabbos. He didn't even start with Brachas.
Which year was that? Which year was that?
I don't know exactly. I have to get back to you on that. But it's the first.
The early 1500s.
I'm sure. Yeah. No, it's totally different. Totally different Surah Sadaf. Nothing, anything looks like ours. No, just the Gemara. So, here we have a Rosh Hashanah Sukkah Yuma. So maybe This is a Maramotzim for our 1908 Vilna Shas. So now we need to go back a little bit and discuss the history of the Kisveyag. But before we do that, just want to point out that there's another person that we should be looking at when we want to know the Seder HaMasechtis, and that is the Me'iri in the Zakdama to the Mishnah in the Beis HaBechira. So the Me'iri Taka does discuss this, and he has some very, very interesting points in what he suggests should have been the Seder HaMasechtis. But at the end, he says, V'ulam Sidur Rabbeinu HaKadosh Kvar Herech HaRav Moir Tzedek, that's referring to Maimonides, that in the order of the Seder HaMasechtis of Rabbeinu HaKadosh Yehud HaNasi, the Rambam already says, Al Tam Sidur Lufi Anir V'Ein Sechloi, Alav Ein Lohaisif, we should not add anything to the Rambam, even though in the three paragraphs preceding that, the Me'iri says a different cheshbon of what the Seder HaMasechtis should be. The order that we have nowadays, says Meiri, and then he goes on to explain the Seder HaMasechtis. Now, we can't say that the Vilna Shas went with the Pshat of the Me'iri, who wants to suggest a different order, which Agav also doesn't show the order of the Vilna Shas. It's because the Me'iri was in the Vatican until the mid-1900s. The Ksaviyad of the Me'iri that we have only came out much after the Vilna Shas was already printed. So we can't say that the Maramakon that they had to change this holy order of the Mishnah was based on the Meir. So, we need to go back into history and study a little bit the Seder HaDvarim of the printing presses. And we'll just end with an interesting note, because our time has elapsed. There were many, many printing presses that sprung up throughout the years. And you have to realize that to print a Gemara was a very long and arduous journey, which took up much time and money, damim tarti mashma, blood and sweat as well, in which you have to sit and place a cast iron letter on the folio, and which you would need to make to print the Masechtas. And therefore, it seems, and we'll have to figure out exactly in history when this started, it seems that whenever somebody would embark on the journey for altruistic reasons or for monetary reasons, to print the Daf Yomi, he was jolly well sure that he went to a Bezdin, a reputable Bezdin beforehand, and got himself a copyright law. Which, this is the earliest source of copyright laws. And because of these machleitzen that came up, we have tshuvas in Maram, in Remarcha Bennett, and in the Chassam Sofer, and in others, in which they discuss copyright laws, we can trace back a number of hundreds of years to the Masechtas and Shas. And basically, the rule of thumb was, when you went and embarked on a printing of Shas, you got a 25-year copyright, which was enough time for you to make some money, to finish the printing, and to go ahead doing it. The problem was that there were people in different countries and people in different areas. And the question was, how did these copyright laws, we'll see if they existed or what their basis is in halacha, how did they work from one country to another country? So obviously, we all know that the early editions of the printing was in Italy. We have the Sansino edition. We have the Venetian editions, the famous Daniel Bamberg Shas, which was the first complete Shas that was printed, the Krakow version, Lublin, Frankfurt, Amsterdam, Berlin, Dürrenfurt, Slavita, which we'll discuss at length in Mirz Hashem, until we get, there was a Vina Shas, Kapust, until we come to the Vilna and Horodna Shas. Just as an aside, and we'll finish with this interesting point, that not everybody that printed a Shas was a God-fearing Jew like you all are. Most of them, I shouldn't say most of them, many of them were non-Jews. Some of them were Jews that had become apikarsim and minim. And unfortunately, they often had friends that were not the most of scrupulous people. So for example, in one of the Shasin that was being printed in Berlin, from Shnas Tafresh Chav Beis and Tafresh Chav Ches, the printer was a fellow named Julius Zittenfeld, who wasn't Jewish, and he hired a fellow named Reb Nachman Avram Goldberg, nice Jewish name, to go through this Shas. And he had added on his Shas basically, as every Shas came on, in addition to making it a nicer and a finer print, they would also add on, I have an extra minute because we started late, he would add on the Marsha, the Marshal, the Bach, the Goyen, Reb Kiva Eger. And in Berlin, in Tofresh Pei Test, there was a sefer called El Boina Shel Torah, which came out, and he says that in Tofresh Chav Dalid, when they were printing, excuse me, the Shas Bavli in Berlin, by the Mummer Zittenfeld, that's what he calls him, so there was a fellow, who he calls another Mummer, his name was Dr. Biesenthal, who went into the factory where they were printing the cast iron letters and actually putting it onto the folios, and when they got up to Shabbos, Amir Aleph, he went to the worker and said, there was a mistake, I just came special courier delivery, there's an extra letter Hey that you must take out, and he convinced the fellow to do it, and the words, Tzipisa Li Yeshua, that a person has to look forward to the Geula, he said there's an extra Hey over there, and it should say, Tzipisa Li Yeshua, who is our good friend Yashka Pundrik. So, he got rid of this, the printers weren't aware of this, they sent out all the copies, and at a massive expense to the people afterwards, they had to print another 4,000 copies and send out that page in Masechta Shabbos to everybody that Chas v'Shalom, Chalila v'Chalila, their Shas Bavli shouldn't have in it any sort of Christian references. And finally, we'll end that in the Hakdama to the Vilna Shas in Shnatz Tafresh Yud Tes, there was an Azhara, sorry, this is Tafresh Yud Ches. There's a quite a large disclaimer in the Masechta Gittin, which says as follows, and I'll just translate it for you. It says, Baruch Hashem, we have a good kingdom and a good governor and a good ruler that have brought to our attention that there's absolutely no reason for the youth of our nation to be learning Maseches Gittin. Because, Divrei Masechtos Ha'elu Noistim Api Mezeg Ho'arotzeis Hachamas Bechelek Azia. These Masechtos were set up for people in the Oriental countries where it's very hot, the climate in Asia. And based on their earlier ways, that they were with people that would worship all various sorts of funny things, and they would do all sorts of tayevos, v'cheshkos harois. So Chazal had to come along and make siyagim and gedarim that a person should distance himself from these type of people. Achamali yeladim u'na'arim kitanim and varim ke'elo. There's no reason for the youth of our nation to be learning such things. L'chein alfei toides, thousands of thanks l'hamem sholah ha'toiva to the wonderful government asher poscha ineho l'mnoya limudim ke'elu miyaldi b'nei ameinu. Thank you so much for Ofsted for bringing this to our attention. V'rak l'harabonim ul'chol oyavei kadmonios, for rabbis and people that are into ancient manuscripts, v'sheichim varim atikim, people that think, that like these old things, rak l'hem arishus nesun alasek b'inyonim heilu. And you find these sorts of disclaimers in various Masechtas and Shas. Mirza Shem will continue discussing next time the machlokes between the Slavita or Slavuta Shas with the Vilna edition, and perhaps by then in my research I'll have come to a better answer, because currently I'm at a standstill. So if anybody has any light to shed on why the Shas that everybody has in their house is a different order, and l'chayra, an incorrect order to the Seder of the Mishnayos. Have a wonderful day. Mishnayos.